4-1 for the Felons.
Matt, what do you have over there? Is that a special announcement?
Yeah, it's a very special announcement. I'm trying to find the exact the exact thing. What is the exact verbiage? Oh, I think we just have to do a we have to just mention the
we're doing a live
on
show.
Sale. The thing is on sale.
It's on sale right now?
Yeah.
Oh, hell
at
yeah.
At the beginning of the episode, which is right now. Perfect.
Nice.
It's on sale. The live event is on sale. Yes.
What is it?
It's a moment. It's a live stream from Moment House.
What is it, though? What is the show?
It's just a live stream. It's a show. It's a special show. It'll be a live podcast.
It's going to be a live podcast.
Streamed on Moment House.
On Moment House.
Filmed in New York City.
It's going to be in New York City.
Yep.
And there's going to be some big special guests.
Yeah, man.
We're working on the guests.
Yep.
Now that we've secured a date today, I think today we'll be able to reach out and ask.
The gate or the date should be.
If we get the guests.
If we get them. We'll get somebody, I'm sure.
We're going to get somebody good.
Huge.
But
the date is December 14th.
December 14th.
Chelsea Music
Hall. Live on Moment House. Is it Chelsea Music Hall?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I believe they're 10 bucks.
It's 10 bucks?
The tickets.
That'll be fun, dude.
Yeah, I thought when they said pay-per-view, I thought it was going to be like $99. I'm this is so much pressure. 10 bucks, though.
No, 10 bucks. Get when you see the guests we get,
yeah,
you're going to say, I'm glad I spent that $10.
You're going to say, whoa. $10 is going to fly out of your pocket. $10 is going to choose for itself to be like,
yes.
Hey, $10, get back here. I guess I'll watch it.
Yes.
Fuck. I guess I'll check this out. But yeah, that's the future. Streaming stuff is the future. Yeah. I figured it out.
Streaming stuff is the future.
Streaming stuff and paying to watch stuff immediately is the
present. It certainly is the present.
Dude, let's
everything's streaming.
Let's just talk about technology.
I was back at my parents' house this week. It's nothing but cable, dude. It's insane. Geezer's cable, and it is so fucked up. Comcast,
it's terrifying.
Comcast just butt fucks old people.
It's just them speaking into the room. They'd pay $300 to be like, put on The Sopranos. What episode was that?
And it's just,
God damn it!
He worked this thing. Just put on HGTV. That's all my mom watches, dude. It's unbelievable. Have I talked about this before? It's insane.
No.
It's just a fucking lady. It's a girl. Yes, we have. It's female porn.
Oh, okay.
It's literally a woman coming in and being like, this house is fine, but this is what you need to do. And the husband's like, oh, I don't know, honey. And she's like, this isn't a democracy. We don't talk like that.
Yeah.
I tell you what to do. And then a bunch of dudes build stuff and a woman shows up and is like, good job, guys.
Yeah.
It's just 10 guys sawing cabinets in the front yard.
It's insane.
She's like, the team's working hard.
Well, those shows also completely warp people's minds as to like the actual timeline of construction projects.
Yeah.
Because they watch those shows
it's
like, and
we
like,
have 3 days to get the kitchen done. Yeah, it's like, bro.
It takes like four weeks.
It takes 10 years. It never gets done.
And they do houses and they're like, we sunk $100K. We sold it for $500,000. Every house you see is like, it's worth $900,000. It's like
my friend's
bungalow
having trouble
Arizona.
With the contractors and their house is taking for real 2 years. It's been 2 years,
dude,
of just remodeling.
I know somebody who did this recently and they were saying like, you know, we had a contractor and they were like, they can't get anyone to work because of COVID. And I was like,
damn.
If they were good contractors, they wouldn't believe in that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They would get in there.
If they were good with their hands, they would not believe in COVID.
Just the wax buildup from the saws all the time. They'd be like, oh, what?
Yeah. Well, you don't want
right to work.
You don't want to. Contractor that believes in science.
No, not at all.
You want a contractor that doesn't know anything.
Yeah, just shows up and it's just like, all
right. But it's kind of right. but also ended up being kind of right, which is, you know, something that as a country we're going to have to walk back and say, sorry, guys.
Yeah, I think there is a thing where if as soon as you hit like 48 ounces of like 7-Eleven coffee, you just get the truth. They just glimpse the Akashic Records every morning and they're like F-350.
You just listen to Nick Fuentes.
What the hell? I don't think these things are going to be that effective as you say they are.
It's your fourth Sunoco hot dog at 9:30 in the morning. You're like, the Democratic parties are the actual races.
Yeah, we can rip that sink out. You want radiant floors? You probably put them in. I mean, it's not a big deal. Radiant floors are the shit.
Yeah.
heated floors, water pipes flowing through your little floors.
I will say remodeling houses is very pleasing to the eyes.
It's pleasing to the eyes.
I do like to see the end product.
Who doesn't?
It is girl TV until the end product, and then that's for everybody.
You go,
I go, ooh, that is nice. I like that.
Well, apparently Spud was telling me the reality of remodels is it actually destroys couples a lot of times.
Of course.
A lot of couples don't make it through the remodel.
That's the thing. In the show, it's always a guy that's like, oh, because it is. It's four women, so the woman's always right, and the woman's like, this is what I want with the cabinets. This is this, blah, blah, blah. In real life, if they were like, no, the new cabinets, that's going to be, the thing she wants is going to be an extra like $50,000.
Yeah.
It'd be like, no.
It's a fight.
Like, you never get me anything.
It's a fight. It's a fight. And it's also, you know, that's a tough position. That's like Caesar mode for wives too. Cause then they have like, all of a sudden there's just like a team of like,
yeah,
Hispanic immigrants.
Yes.
I'm not even going to say Mexicans. A lot of times Guatemalans and Brazilians as well.
Yes.
But it's like, they get the lure, dude. They're on their Chase lounge. They just get like a 6 month period. They can just be like, move that there. Switch the sink.
Ugh.
Just all fueled by a bank. And then your mortgage goes up by like $500 a month. It's pretty crazy. You can get to be Cleopatra for like 4 months and be like, what's that spot on the wall?
I don't like it.
Call the painters in.
Yeah.
And the Vendée contract's like, we're done. Fuck you. And
yeah.
Like, hey.
I don't think I've ever heard of a single remodeling that the contractor wasn't a dickhead, according to the customer.
Here's the thing. A lot of it all depends. So we had a remodel on our house, and it was literally, and I'm not just saying this, but like they literally banged it out as fast as humanly possible.
Nice.
We had like a looming pregnancy deadline, which is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people put unrealistic.
Yeah, weren't you guys living in like a?
We were living in an apartment in the hood for like 3 months.
Like, yeah. Dude, what the fuck are you doing?
My pregnant wife was rolling off an air mattress.
Go home. You should stay at your parents.
No, well, we did say that was the escape plan. If it went too long, but then it would have been newborn baby at the parents' house. Dude, women have this nesting thing.
That can be nice.
That's what I said.
It's nice to have the parents with the newborn.
Yeah, but dude, it's
fuck the parents. They hate it, but fuck them.
Oh, my parents would have loved it. My mom would have loved it. My dad would have loved it too.
The kids over at my house they're running. Yeah,
I mean that's a lot of kids.
My sister tries to bring four kids over.
It's a lot of kids.
And the parents, I can hear them. They complain.
Yeah, especially if the kids just go and make a big mess and leave.
The kids come in and scream, dude. I was home for 4 days. It sucked. I don't know how anybody's around kids. I can't believe people are around kids constantly. It's just screaming.
Yeah,
I don't get to watch my shows. We True. Have to watch their shows.
They're big time TV hogs.
I'm a TV hog, so it's a battle. Me
but dude, they won't stop. They won't relent. If you
neither
put on,
will I, dude. Me and Anthony go to war, dude.
We're just now introducing Maya to the concept of turns, and it fucks her up so bad. She's when it's her turn, she's all like happy. And I'm like, no, it's my turn. She's like, as you'll sit there every 2 seconds, like, is it my turn? I'm like, it's not your turn. You have to wait.
She'll learn. All you have to do is take subtle digs at whatever someone's watching. You'll figure out how to ruin someone's turn. But my girlfriend knows not to decide what we watch.
We used to do it to my sister with Animal Planet. We would just be like,
yeah.
But she would just, dude, 2 inches from the TV, hold down. It was her Alamo. She'd be on Animal Planet, feet touching the wall in front of the TV, watching. Yeah, we're like, what the you watching these guys fucking jerk horses off? Come on. Shut up. Come on.
Yeah.
Trying to watch Beavis and Butthead. This sucks.
I'm not afraid of you. You should be. Skip the stress and shop online to snag some of the best deals of the holiday season on premium audio products from Raycon. Their wireless earbuds, headphones, and speakers offer premium sound, comfortable fit, and up to 54 hours of battery life at half the price of other premium audio brands. But plus, Raycon makes it even easy to shop for every Tom, Dick, and sweet baby in your life with holiday gift guides. They make it super. Come on, man. Get that out of the shot. I was playing with those. So they make it easy for you to shop. I don't know if you know this. They use the internet and you can click a button and buy stuff like all the other places. Try shopping Raycon's holiday bundles Their Best Buds bundle gets you 30% off two pairs of everyday earbuds, so you and your friend can be gay as hell together. Raycons are sleek and stylish and come in a range of colorways to match anyone's style. The Raycon website even offers buy now, pay later options if you're poor. Verbatim, right now, go to buyraycon.com/drenched and get 20% off site-wide. That's 20% off any Raycon product, which almost never happens because they're greedy. Oh, save even bigger and get 30% off of Raycon's exclusive holiday bundles. That's buyraycon.com/drenched for 20% off your Raycon purchase. buyraycon.com/drenched. Goodbye.
But yeah, dude, it's a... The remodel stuff can definitely, they can destroy the marriages. And dude, people do a thing where it's like, they'll call a contractor and be like, when you come in like right now, and they're like, no, we have like 9 other clients. We'll put you on our schedule. Like, how long? Like 3 weeks. And it's, but the problem is the contractors.
Sound like Mr. Marsh.
If they show up like on a dime, like we can start right now. Typically you got to watch that.
Yeah.
Because if they're not, if a contractor isn't busy, there's a reason usually. It's because either they stink or they're a shyster. So a lot of people will just like get these cut. These guys will come in low. No, it's typically not the case, actually.
You got to watch those terms, though. You got to be careful.
A shyster? No, is that, what does shyster mean? It sounds like a German word. Fuck. Shit.
Dude, like, I know we're on to contractors and I'm going to derail it completely.
Thank you.
I've been listening. Well, if we're going to bring up anti-Semitism, dude, I've been going to sleep to fucking, if you're going to be anti-Semitic, I've been going to sleep to,
you know, those Jewish contractors.
Yeah, working hard in your kitchen.
Jesus might have been the last one.
For
real.
I think
they gave it up after Jesus.
For real.
Jesus was the last honest Jewish contractor. Go on.
Dang it, dude.
Why'd you bait me into this? Dude, you're ruining my movement, dude.
Yes, the movement. Oh, we watched. You gotta watch Louis Theroux's. I don't know what it's called. It's Louis Theroux on like
Forbidden America.
On the Forbidden America. Forbidden America about the alt-right.
About like the... These dudes, it's
so fucking, those dudes are the biggest fucking dorks on earth. And we were watching the one dude, Nick Fuentes, who's in the, he's in the news as of late because Trump, he went to him, Kanye, Nick Fuentes and Milo Yiannopoulos are like hanging out.
Yeah.
Which is,
I really do. I think the internet's just starting to like get like something caught inside of whatever like mechanism is just moving it all around. It's starting to get like it's like an old lawnmower that's getting clogged with grass. Like there's, it's just like nonsense. It, like they're just like Trump. Now I know who the guy is now that I saw him. Kanye, Trump, Fuentes is just like a completely nonsensical.
Yeah, it is. It's like that South Park episode with Family Guy where it's just manatees. It's just like, what is this?
He's like, oh my God, guys, Trump yelled at me, said I'd never be president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forget what I was going to say.
Sorry.
Oh, you got to watch it, though. It's very wonderful.
Yeah, it's good. It's very funny watching dudes just go and be like, I'm not racist, I'm kidding. And it's like,
yeah, they're throwing up Roman salutes. They refuse to call it a Nazi salute. It's very fun.
When he confronts the one guy.
But Fuentes, he's 18 years old at Charlottesville. He's probably like 20 or
22 now.
22 now.
According to that thing. Yeah.
Oh, in the documentary, he's 22. I think
maybe
that's
23, 24 max.
Yeah. That him saying stuff to a camera, he's going to regret that so much.
Yeah, well, what sucks at 24, you're like still climbing this hill and you can't see anything on the other side. You can't see anything. I'm trying to keep him low.
Do not, Roman.
You can't see anything on the other side. And you're just like, fuck, this is going to be so sick. And he's going to hit his 30s and be able to peak what the rest of his life is going to be. And be like, fuck.
Imagine.
I was a white nationalist on the internet. No.
Imagine if somebody,
I got so many views.
Put a camera in your face when you're 22 and was like, how do you feel about the world and politics?
Yeah. I would have been in a house with like a pile of Oxycontin and cocaine and been like, this is how it's really going down.
Yeah.
I'm selling promethazine
because
I think it's kind of funny. Yeah, dude, it's a nightmare. We watched him say that one thing.
Yeah.
Of just being like,
the people in the middle, he's like, you're a bit of a fringe, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, well, the people in the middle are fucking it up. Maybe people on the fringe are the ones who are going to save us.
That's when I went, oh, dude, it's 22-year-old like, brain, dude.
You're going to regret that.
It's 22-year-old brain. It's the most profound thing ever. It's just like, maybe the fringe really is what the media system's broken. It's also funny for these dudes to be like, the white nationalists, the whole thing is like, we're being ousted, we're getting replaced and all this stuff. It's also like, dude, but at the same time, it's like free market capitalism is a way to be. It's like, dude, if a Mexican dude's better at capitalism than you, you can't all of a sudden become like a weird type of communist.
True.
Then it's like, well, it's tough tomatoes, dude. We got here this tight. And it's like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And now that logically plays out where the lads will replace you. The lads.
I don't think
I might start counter protesting.
Oh, yeah. He was mad about the lads.
The lads will replace us.
Yes.
Yeah. No immigration, none of that. It's like, dude, good luck. Good luck keeping a dude who like can't find food out of here while you're sitting there being like, I don't know how I'm going to stream today. People are like, people are kind of like reading too much into my stream today. Meanwhile, some dude's starving. He's going to get in here. He's going to take your money, dude. It is what it is.
That guy's family is getting raped. Yeah, he's going to work pretty hard to get them out of the situation they're in.
You're sitting there being like, I have a problem with optics. It's like, that guy's going to come right in. Just suck your money out.
Roman salute. I have a problem with optics right now. Louis throws at my house. Kentucky bothering me.
That was very funny, though, when the dude, when the other guy got, like, the gamer guy got attacked, Beardson, man.
Yeah.
He got attacked, or he, not even attacked. The guy was like, dude, did you chuck up a Nazi salute? He's like, fuck you, man. Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the whole thing is like, dude, I'm just dancing on the edge. People don't understand. I'll be honest. I watched that, and I was like, dude, do I do that kind of stuff? The whole time, I was like, fuck, dude. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We do.
Fuck. I'm That's a what hurts. Fucking loser. That does hurt.
That's what hurts. But they're doing it wrong. We're good at it.
We're masters of our craft.
We're masters at it.
They got greedy. That's the problem.
Also, they're kind of serious.
True.
They're also having America First conferences.
Yeah.
Where they're on stage and in Mustangs throwing Nazi salutes, which could be the highest form of comedy if they were joking. If they were joking. Yes.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah, well, I do think
now it does come at a cost of maybe destroying America, but...
True. But the problem is, this is the thing that gets me, is they'll get caught. They'll be like dead. Apparently, look like they're serious on a thing, then get busted and be like, fucking around.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, if you're fucking around, luckily I can just be like, dude, I'm just an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm a dumbass.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, it's that was jarring. I saw that and went... Shit.
Yeah, maybe Fuck. Being an edgelord's not as cool as we thought it was. Yeah, I know. God damn it.
But again, you know, messing around is fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, what we can't do is just start an organization. As soon as you start an organization.
Anyway, join the Patreon, subscribe.
But like, don't really.
Of course,
though.
Of course.
No, it is just for yucks.
Buy our shirts, pay us, not an organization.
Yeah, it is just for yucks.
Yes.
Letting that be known.
I mean, we are actual comedians. I like that we're talking ourselves out of. We're not fucking alt right guys.
Are we white nationalists? Fuck. No, definitely
not.
I honestly am, and I'm not just saying this for the optics, dude. I love immigration. I'm pumped on it.
I agree.
I think it's cool. You know,
I'd like to control the border a little. Can't just be letting fucking all these guys in. You know.
Yeah.
I like to go down there and say, "You, yes, you." I might get a job down there. I might get a horse.
On a horse down there?
Yeah. Patrol the border.
Yeah, it's just so funny. It's like, dude, we're going to have immigrants. To be like, well, we can't have infinite immigrants. Like, you're right on that, sir.
Yeah. Thankfully, like, there's not.
Yeah, thankfully, that's not going to happen. Yeah. Because, you know, we do have dudes down there on the ponies being like, hey, halt. Halt, sir.
Stop. Your journey ends here at the goal line. Damn. How far did you go? 1,500 miles?
That is a sick goal line stand.
Yeah.
Although I do get excited.
And you stuff him at the goal line pretty hard, dude. Some dudes.
I have heard tales of, I've talked to immigrants and they tell me they're like tale of getting into America. Sorry, I touched the delicious patient with my foot.
That's all that. I knew it was coming.
I like hearing the tales of how people got into the country. That always does excite me. I hear about it. I was talking to someone who came in when they were like a 17-year-old girl. And I was like, Jesus, that's so scary.
You like that story?
No, I don't like it. I was scared, dude. Don't you even dare.
What do you like about the story?
Dude, don't you even dare. Dude, you're ruining the fucking movement. You're ruining the movement,
man.
Damn,
it sucks we can't start over either on this. We have to keep all the white nationalism shit.
We can talk about whatever else. Oh, dude, the big announcement, dude.
The big announcement's crazy.
That's crazy. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited about the big announcement.
Yes, I almost blew it this morning.
What do you mean?
I was in bed. I'm such a fucking dumbass, dude. We have the big announcement to make. It's, you know, it's huge. And I go, all right, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning at like 5:30, get a jump on traffic. And
we had to wait. That's why I will not be in the Patreon. We were supposed to be starting earlier.
I'm so sorry about that.
I have to get on a plane shortly.
So I woke up. I was like, I'm going to be on the road at 6 a.m. If I get there an hour early, that's just what I'm going to do. It's not a big deal. And but I'm such a dumbass. I didn't set an alarm clock.
Yeah.
This is truly how incapable of stuff I am. I like all of a sudden at 5:50, I was having a dream about being with my cousins who all do like cool at like landscaping, hardscaping work. So they were like trying to figure out how to chop down this tree that was grown in a house. And I have this Ryobi pole saw that like for some reason it's in my house and I've used it to chop stuff down. I put a hole in my back door with it, chopping branches down. Every time these dudes were building, they'd be like out there fucking with these branches. Like, yo, I got a Ryobi pole saw if you guys want to borrow it. So I was like, letting everyone in this neighborhood's borrowed my Ryobi pole saw. It's
pretty cool
point of pleasure of mine.
Yes,
these guys had like shear branches off, and they're doing it's just a great thing I have. So in my dream, my cousins were doing this big
time job
in my basement.
Oh, nice!
It disassembles. It goes apart. Battery powered. It's fucking
disassemble your weapon and continue. Gump, why did you put that weapon together so quickly, Private Gump? Because you told me to.
So I'm in my dream. My cousins are scratching
it's
their heads.
It's a new comedy record.
They're scratching their heads, and they're like, what are we going to do? And I was like, guys, I'm going to go get my Ryobi pole saw. I'll be right back. And I'm like, they're going to be so pumped from the Ryobi pole saw. My wife wakes me out of just a blissful dream. And I just wake up. And I said, babe. She goes, you got to get up. And I was like, babe, where are you? Where are you, babe? It's dark in this room. I want to touch you. She said, babe, you're late. And I was like, oh my gosh. Oh. And I woke up.
He said,
like,
it's the podcast.
Thank you so much. Literally woke me up from the best dream ever. I was like, what would I do without you, man?
I was out.
I would have slept into like fucking who knows what time.
If you hadn't, yeah, I said,
oh, we got crushing traffic.
I was hitting snooze. I was like, nice, Matt's not here yet. Oh, finally, dude, I saw a missed call 10 minutes before. I was like, shit, he's definitely outside for the last 10 minutes.
No, I was barreling up the road. See, I was on the road at 6 a.m.
I've been staying awake too late at night playing Mount and Blade Bannerlord.
Oh, I can't stop playing. Fucking rules.
It's insane, dude.
Yeah.
Yesterday I got done with Set Life. Not a big deal. Wrapped on a series wrap for Shane.
You're done.
Yeah, I'm out.
Awesome.
It's pretty cool though. When you're done filming a show, the producer yells, "That's a wrap for Shane," and everybody claps in the room.
Really?
There you go. Guys, thank you for having me. It means a lot to me to have me on here. No, Matt, you used to be all right.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. I'd get home. I'd be out of work. I'd come home. You'd be watching YouTube. You'd be like, check out Milo Yiannopoulos.
Get the fuck
I'd
out of like, here. If you're going to slander me, get the fuck out of my house. The fuck out right now. I got a live stream. Sean, switch your camera. I got a live stream right now.
There's definitely a photo of me doing a Roman salute. There's got to be.
No way.
Sometimes they're funny when you're drunk.
There's no photo of no Roman salute.
I don't throw a Roman salute.
A Roman salute.
I better not throw a Roman salute, dude.
Well, I hope nobody does.
Oh, man. That was tough to watch.
But there's also
the thing where it's like, I don't know. These are all, it's just a, I don't want to get back on the topic, but it's just like, dude, these are dorks. They're internet. They're fucked, dude.
Yeah.
They're a result of society. They're not they're not changing anything. They're just.
Yeah, it's people.
It's a problem.
It's all of everyone's belief systems got blown apart. Now they're like slowly reassembling in a void. I think we're getting inoculated to demagoguery, though, in terms of just like guys who can get up there and be like, and then your kids, and everyone's like, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Everyone now, like a random dude can just hit the playbook of just like a demagogue.
Yeah.
Just start gaining a following. It's just like a primal thing that like hits people.
Yeah,
in
we
the
have always
course.
Had that.
What?
That. Like if a guy gets on a fucking stage and sounds good.
Yeah.
Everyone in the room's like, I love that guy.
And if you're pissed, if most people are pissed and like just utterly disillusioned, and the guy starts being like, you know what the problem is, you know, you're gonna start being like, yeah, I could see that, yeah,
dude.
But you're telling me I'm right and everyone else is wrong. I kind of like the idea of that. I don't know what about that. That sounds good to me.
I've re-listened to Ghosts of the Ostfront again.
Oh yeah, boy,
dude, don't let the fucking fringe bros take over.
Yeah,
it's bad news.
Yeah.
It's the worst news ever. Listen, dude, it's about Russia and Germany in World War II. It's the saddest.
Yeah.
It's the worst shit ever.
Yes.
When the atrocities when the Russians came back are so bad. And then they're like, yeah, this is revenge. You guys did this. And the Germans are like, yeah, we did that.
Oh.
It's bad, dude.
They're like, just demolishing
everyone
each other.
Everyone got raped.
Really?
Like, indiscriminately. They were like, when we got it, they would get into towns and be like, we're not doing this for sex. We're doing this because we hate you guys.
Jesus. They'd
rape grandmas, kids, everybody. Ah.
Both Terrible. Sides?
Everybody. Hmm. They're getting everybody.
Yeah.
And they were...
Like, bit of a game of tag.
It was a tag.
Oh, man.
That resulted in, like, yeah, women being, like, crucified to barn doors and shit.
Oh.
Then they'd go to the next village and do it again.
Yikes.
Lines of dudes. They would rape them to death. This is what I'm going to sleep to.
Rape them
you
to death?
You can't let the fringe guys win, dude.
No.
Because this is what happens. The bros, yeah.
Dude, I watched a...
How about that? That's a good part of the podcast.
That is a good part.
Just so you know, in our 80 years ago, women were being raped to death on the Eastern Front.
Hey, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Now, what was like the big actual... Has anyone pointed out the big, like... Is it just financial pressures that drives these countries into war? Or is it just pure, like, a guy being like, this is the problem? Like, how do they act? Have they ever gotten down to how they actually start? Because there's like, if a guy attacks your country, if you're like a little, like a, you know, you take it back to like the year 1000, you're just chilling in a village and dudes start like kicking the walls. And you're like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a pretty legitimate cause of war.
Yeah.
Come on, get the fuck out of here. That's a pretty legitimate cause of war. But like when it goes, because I know they, like, isn't World War One, don't they not really know why?
Yeah, World War One was pointless.
Yeah, they don't really know why. Then World War Two is just what? Like Hitler was just like.
World War Two is a result of World War One.
Got you.
I mean, that's how history works. Everything's a result.
Let's run that back.
Germany kind of felt like they got fucked.
I mean, losing a war, I could see you feeling
losing
like
war.
That.
So then
got
you got
fucked.
Millions of dudes coming home. Like, that was for nothing.
Oh no!
Everybody found out that was for nothing, and then they're like, "Wait, who's at the top? Why would we ever do that?"
Yeah.
And then they took over, and they were like, "All right, let's do that again." And they it resulted.
We're gonna
in the
do
worst.
It right this time.
Yeah, we're gonna invade Russia.
I mean, it is tempting, I guess, because then the United States kind of came out pretty good on the end of world. Didn't
it worked out for us.
Yeah, didn't it come out pretty good for the old United States?
Yeah, all of Europe got destroyed.
Yeah.
The United States became the financial center of the world, power.
That has been dictating who is in charge of the world pretty
And it
much
does make you
forever.
Feel good. Every once in a while, it makes me feel good that America it's as good as a fucking empire can be. Compared to what those dudes were doing 80 years ago, it was no good, Matt.
It's terrible.
It was literally, it's the worst thing of all time.
I mean, Vietnam was pretty bad. Weren't we just burning people's
buildings? Not even fucking close.
Dude. Really?
No. It was...
What was the worst of Vietnam?
They would lose, just the Russians would lose more than we lost in Vietnam every day. Every day.
Yeah.
More than we've lost probably in Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, everything combined daily for like 5 years.
So numbers-wise, it was worse.
Numbers-wise, it wasn't comparable.
Not even close.
Not even comparable.
Jesus.
It was...
What was it, like 20,000 a day?
They'd lose guys... Russia and Germany would lose more guys in one battle than the U.S. lost the entire war.
Yikes.
We lost 600,000.
And Russia was on our side back then?
Russia was on our side.
Just losing thousands of fucking dudes. And then why did it all fall apart? Why aren't we boys?
Because the way they were evil.
They were pretty bad.
It was evil versus evil over there.
And we were just
We were like,
sick for us.
Let's let these two kill each other.
Oh, God.
And then we'll invent rock and roll and destroy the other evil one. We killed them with the power of music.
True.
We did. We hit them with the guitar riffs.
Like, hold on, Elvis, hold it. Shake your hips. Shake your hips, Elvis.
Destroy them, Elvis.
Blue jeans. Send in the blue jeans.
They had witnessed nothing but horrific atrocities.
Oh.
They were like, blue jeans. Put down our sickles, boys.
Damn,
they
imagine watching dungarees. Die Hard after that, too.
That's, what? Imagine watching,
Die
Die
Hard after.
I thought you were changing the subject and be like, I was watching Die Hard.
No,
I was
good call.
This
imagine
is
just
what we
catching
want.
Die Hard after that. She's like, that's crazy, that's so fake. And they're like,
all the buildings. Building exploded?
All the buildings blowing up into town. I don't see that. Jumping out of it. Yeah, it sucks, man. America got pretty lucky. But it's got to be tempting because I always imagine these like leaders of states and societies like are very, very well versed in history and like military history.
I don't think they are.
Really?
No.
You don't think so?
I guarantee if you walked up to Joe Biden and was like, what was the Battle of Kursk?
Yeah, I guess so.
Be like, what? Hey, yeah, Tony boy, fuck you.
Yeah, maybe
Donald
so.
Donald Trump, just be like, Donald Trump, what year was, you know.
Yeah, but don't you think.
Not that that's not how you're versed in history, of course.
For sure. But I guess you're right. But I'm thinking of like, there's definitely dudes that have their hands closer to the levers.
I think if. Who definitely I think if know. People knew more about history, I think we'd be doing better.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because the way we're sliding into fucking.
Bullshit.
Bullshit is a little alarming.
Yeah, it stinks, dude.
Only because if you know what could happen, which is that.
Yeah.
Which is you're dead, you're gone, and then all of your mother's, sisters, girlfriends, and wives are at home, and 1,000 guys show up and chase them around, and yeah. They're laughing. The women are like, kill me.
Yeah.
And the guys are like, and then they rape them to death.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what, like...
Stick a baby on a bayonet, smash it.
Ugh. That was, what, 80? You said 80 years ago? Not even 100 years ago.
80 years ago.
So there's people still alive.
Yeah, you people listening right now, you probably have a grandpa or grandma she was born then. She was alive during this.
Even being alive, like, 30 years after that is, like, enough to feel the effects. Yeah.
That's when all of our parents were.
Yeah, yikes.
Yeah.
That's why they're so... Whacked.
That's why they're a little wacky,
dude. I shouldn't have done this, but I don't know what possessed me to do this. I did an absolutely and a pretty evil thing to my dad. We're talking, and he was like talking about one of his bros, and I don't know. Just in the moment, I was like, yeah, as he's talking about, I'm like, yo, is that guy gay? And he's like, what?
Yeah.
No. What? No.
You had to do something bad,
dude. I was like, why did I do this? This he completely was just like, well, no. What the hell? Started. Why do you think that? I'm like, I'm just fucking around. And I can see him just being like. How the fuck is that funny? I'm like, it's funny.
It is funny.
It's so funny to dude. Catch a dude off guard. Just, dude, I'm telling you, when you're talking, if he's talking about any of his bros, be like, yo, for real, is that guy gay? They'll fucking melt. Be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because they instantly go, what the fuck? What the hell is going on? What's happening to me?
I can't even hit Phil with that anymore.
Yeah.
I've used it.
You've used it all up.
I've used it up so many. Anytime a guy's on TV, I'm like, you like that guy? We'll be watching sports. We'll be like, yeah, he's good. I'm like, you want to kiss him? I'll be like, yeah, Shane. Like, ooh, I'd like to kiss him. Isn't that right? Like,
yeah, my dad doesn't fuck around about that shit.
Being gay, yeah, you can't. If you're a man, if you're an old man.
It's not even funny.
Don't
dude.
You fucking joke
it's
about
not
that.
Funny.
Dude, you want to know gay? I was watching White Lotus. You watch White Lotus?
I watched the first episode.
Bro. End of the last episode.
I didn't see it.
Vicious.
I didn't see it. I mean, dude, did you see the first season?
A classic butt fucking, dude.
Did you see the first?
Classic dude on the end of the bed on his knees.
Bro, the first season, they had a guy getting his ass eaten. Like, graphic.
Yeah, I did see that.
Graphic. And it was like a cliffhanger where it's like you're waiting.
That.
I was like, I wonder what's happening.
What episode was that? Late?
Yeah, it was later on.
I didn't see that.
Dude, oh my God.
Steve Zahn's cock's in it, too.
Who?
The guy, the one, the dad in it. In the first season, the dad with the girls.
Oh, he makes a return?
Apparently his penis is in season one. I didn't see it.
Is it really? I didn't see it. I don't remember. I must have blacked it out.
Oh, yeah, he's looking for like cancer on his nuts early.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Yeah, that is currently, I think, the funniest show out. White Lotus might be the funniest show.
This one's a little... Season two is not that funny.
I only saw the first ep.
It's very uncomfortable.
It
is funny. It is your style of comedy too. Yeah, it's everyone's kind of scheming, fucking up. Yeah,
one of the funnier things, dude.
But it keeps you on edge. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but
everyone's fucking each other.
Yeah,
cut it out,
dude. The guy in the first episode in front of the other dude's wife putting a bathing suit on, like showing her his ass, made me laugh very hard.
Wait, did you see in the first? Wait, which episode of season two?
Yeah,
the guy's massive cock.
You thought it was huge?
Matt, what did you think when you saw that cock?
I was watching with my wife, dude.
How uncomfortable was that? I was watching with my girlfriend.
Dude,
I said,
so
"Don't."
I heard you
like
guys.
That.
I heard you guys talk about that, and when we're watching, she was like, "Want to watch White Lotus?" So I was like, "Fine."
Damn it!
I was like waiting because I was like, I knew there was a gigantic hog coming, and I remember Spud being like, "You saw it from behind. You could see it from behind.
You see it from behind, dude."
Yeah, I just kind of. Me and my wife just both went silent. We both went. Went silent and passed. Like, thank God. I thought it was a full frontal dong, like up front hammer
shot. Address
it.
I addressed it. I gave it a beat. I was like,
I didn't even bring it up.
Spoiler for the guest.
Yeah, I didn't even. Oh, yeah, you see this guy. You see the guy from the Divergent series, penis. That sucks too, because that actually is, I believe,
that's a
celebrity crush for my wife. She actually does like that dude because she likes. He's in like a. He escaped from like the craziest realm. Yeah,
handsome, famous actor with a massive cock.
Yeah, bro. That might be fake. Might be prosthetic. That's kind of the angle I'm taking.
Banking on prosthetic.
I'm like, dude, these weird prosthetic dicks are crazy anymore. But I don't know. It probably will. If I should freeze when I go home, back home, I'm gonna analyze and freeze it and just like match skin tone. Yeah, that was. I mean, but did he work something up? Is the question.
It was still pointing straight down.
Yeah,
I guess
true.
When your cock's that big, you can be pretty hard and have it. It's too much weight. Things.
Well, it must be crazy for that. It's just like a hot, rich guy. And they're like, look, we have the scene. If we need help, he's like, no, I actually also have a massive dick. And like, perfect. It's got to be pretty, you know, pretty annoying. He does play. I was complimenting his acting. I was like,
he's Francis, dude.
He's a good actor.
He reminds me of Francis Ellis.
Really?
Yeah, there's parts. The way he talks a little bit. He's like a Harvard guy. Obviously, Francis isn't a scumbag.
No, for sure. Well, if Francis had taken like more martial arts, because I know him more from the Divergent series.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know another
side. What do
you
mean Francis has martial arts?
If Francis had more martial arts training, that guy has more of like a martial arts edge.
Wait, that guy knows martial arts too?
He has to, dude.
Dude, I fucking hate this guy.
Well, I'm saying, did you see the Divergent series?
Of course not, Matt.
What?
No.
Number four? That's his name. He's number four. Yeah, dude, he plays like...
Wait, what is Divergent?
Yeah.
Yep, dude, you watch this shit?
Yeah, I watched all of them with my wife. I watched all of them with my wife. My wife fell in love with him because he's like...
You need to take the power from your wife, dude. That guy's penis is in it, and it's the star of the show, dude. Is he the one
who has gay sex, too?
No spoilers.
I didn't see that episode yet. Yeah, I mean, he probably does, but... Dude,
I'm gonna find a picture of this guy's dick.
You think you're gonna find the pic?
Definitely, that thing's iconic, bro.
It's decent, dude. It's decent. The guy, yeah, yeah. I think my wife is fond of him, and she made it known. And then it was like,
she's fond of him.
She said in the very beginning, I mean, I like his undying allegiance in the Divergent series.
He found his penis.
Gardini found it. That's got a little lift on it. I don't want to slander the man. That's got a little bit of lift. Gardein, yeah. What do you think?
It looks like an udder. You can milk that thing.
That thing's preposterous.
He's lifting his leg up pretty high, too.
What's this guy's problem?
I mean, for real. They should blur that stuff, dude. We need some decency, dude.
Yeah, there's a little... In this season,
I just feel like nobody's putting America first.
I'm about to go to the American Patriot Conference.
That'll drive me to the thing.
That guy's dick. You know what? The Jews! I will say this. I watched a funny... There's a Kanye clip from Piers Morgan that made me laugh a lot.
Which one?
He's like, Jewish! And Piers Morgan's like, actually, Kanye, that's quite offensive. And he's like, oh, is it quite offensive? He's like, Jewish! Yes, that guy's cock may drive me to attend CPAC this year.
You might go to CPAC?
I might go
get
to
in.
CPAC.
If I get out, I'm going to storm off, dude.
If
like,
I don't go in, I'm going to go, fuck this, fuck CPAC, we're starting our own across the street. It's where we're going to be even in more CPAC.
Yeah, it is funny, though, to be like, Legacy Media is dying. We're the new thing. It's just Kanye West on Piers Morgan, like, Jewish. Yeah, man. I think people can just take it like, people can take a nice sabbatical from information, I think.
I certainly have.
Yeah, it's good.
I've retreated back to World War I and World War II.
It's good. It's honestly.
I'll be back on the Civil War shortly. Time for me to revert back to the classics.
The absolute classic.
Yes, I need to fall back in love with Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah, that's honestly a good move.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I've talked about it 100 times, but I can't imagine getting so ramped up on the internet and like being like, I'm actually showing up to the political rally. Like, dude, when they're showing the footage of Charlottesville, it was like...
I remember watching Charlottesville and just... Laying on the, I remember exactly when it was and where I was. It was the day after we did a live podcast at Helium where we were being a little obnoxious.
Yeah.
Racially.
We're having fun.
Homophobic. All that stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, this stuff's not going to boil over. We're just joking around. Yeah. And then I was laying on the couch, hungover, watching Charlottesville, like, oh, no. No, I'm part of the problem a little bit. No, of course I'm not, but... And watching Charlotte, everybody there is a complete fucking dork.
Yeah.
And they'd like throw stuff at each other, and we were like nerd. It was all nerd spazzes to get away from objects.
Yeah,
like where you like hunch over and run as fast as you can to get like bumping into shit, trying to run away.
Yeah, just watching like just there were just nerd particles bouncing off of each other. It's like no, fuck you guys, you guys. And they just like grab trash can lids and collide. It's a shame. Oh, it is, man. Honestly, it is a shame, dude. They shouldn't.
But how did they get there?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we got to ask.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't just be like, no, those are Nazis.
No.
It's like, dude, he's desperate.
Dude.
He's lonely. There's something going on. Now I'm getting into JP, I guess.
I'm telling you, dude. It's
you can't make excuses for
these
people.
It's the real deal, dude.
Or you're one of them.
No, dude, these guys, all of them, dude. The guys who are dressed in all black were like, no, I'm actually a communist.
I'm a communist.
The guys were like, well, I'm not really a Nazi, but, you know, like,
whatever. Yeah, a couple Roman salutes. What the hell?
Just colliding. It's a shame.
It has died down, though, right?
I think so.
I feel like it's died down.
I think so.
A fever pitch back there.
Proud Boys had it. And then
Antifa
that got crushed. That was like, you know. They had their thing going. That created a power vacuum. And now I think the Flint man came in and started filling it. I think people just
That's
don't.
Old, though. That is that old? Is old.
Yeah, I don't think people give a fuck about it really anymore. It's just going to start losing its kind of, you know, it's going to start losing.
You watch a documentary like that and you're reminded of how fucking gay that was for so long.
Yeah.
It was like 3 years, 4 years of just.
Yeah. Five, even a year after.
Yeah, it's kind of just starting to stop. The pendulum's finally swinging back to the middle.
Or maybe everyone getting grounded. The whole country got grounded for 2 years. For 2 years. We had to stay inside.
We needed that, dude. We needed a cool down. Now, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's bad that it happened, but if you word it as a grounding.
Cool down.
Although during the cool down, it was kind of the worst it's ever been. So
yeah, it was bad.
Maybe the grounding wasn't
people
good.
People were struggling before, and then they lost literally like everything. Yeah. And they had to sit in their home completely unequipped to like deal with their thoughts and feelings, and had to stop. And they were just, and then, you know, most people lost all their money.
I know exactly how to handle it, dude. Mom and Dad's basement.
That's the
NCAA 2014.
The bomb shelter.
I wish I could go back.
Dude, that would be fucking
actually
nice.
Actually,
I was going to say, yeah. Nothing.
I might ground myself for a year.
You should buy like a piece of their backyard and set up like a 4-story tower and just look down upon your parents. Just a real narrow structure.
I should buy their house.
With an elevator.
I might just buy their house.
And lease it to them.
And find out what the ordinance is on how many stories I can add to it. Make it like 6 stories.
Brittany brought up a decent point in terms of the student loan relief. She postulated a theory, and I actually think I agree with her, that it was all a ruse to go. Because what they did, they signed you up. They approved everybody, by the way, for student loan forgiveness. And then they sent you an email like 3 weeks later being like, we were so close to knocking $20,000 off. These fucking Republicans blocked us in Supreme. And it's like, there's no way their lawyers didn't say like, oh, this is actually unconstitutional. Yeah, they just ran. This is what I think happened.
True. I think that's true.
And they ran with it. And imagine what that does. Someone's like, yo, I'm about to get 20 G's knocked off my loans. Like, fuck, the Republicans blocked us.
Republicans fucking blocked it, dude.
I think it was bullshit. I think they knew that it wouldn't happen. This is the nonsense, dude. This is the total nonsense.
Damn.
That's why we should go full Jubilee. They should do a full Jubilee. Just be like, it's a good move. Every 7 years, the Jews had a thing where they would just wipe debts. Everyone like, all right, fucking, let's all start over.
That's not, you can't do that.
Let's all start from scratch.
Can't do
that. The Jews did it. It worked for them. They would be like, let's Jubilee.
But when?
Like 600 BC.
Yeah. 600 BC. There's like 10 of them and 3 of them died every 7 years. They would all be dead. Back then, yeah, sure.
I think what it was, like another guy.
We were all
like,
living in fucking mud huts.
Yeah.
And be like, fuck it, wipe it.
There'd be chickens.
Let's just go try to find some food.
Yeah. Well,
Nowadays.
Well,
everybody would just never pay until 7 years.
I mean, imagine trying to track down your money. You'd be like, where's that guy again? Like, yeah, he moved.
He's gone.
He's no record.
He's a mile away. We'll never find him.
He might be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, the yeah, I guess that wouldn't really. I don't know, though. But then I think it, I don't know. Would it work? You could wipe out student debt. Like, the economy wouldn't collapse.
I think it might.
If you wiped out student debt?
Yeah, I think all of us, that's like all of our country's money.
Student debt.
I think, doesn't everybody have like tons of money in debt?
A couple hundred thou.
Like,
that's kind of sick though. That was,
I don't even, I mean, if you think about it,
you might complain about your student loans, but if you think about how rich that makes our country, it's like, how about you just shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
How about you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, it's sick.
It's so sick that our country.
I fucking love billionaires.
Dude, the fact that you're giving your country that much money for.
Not even
I would
your
say
country. It's just going to like two guys.
But then it trickles down.
It does trickle
Shane,
down.
Shane, let me tell you about economics, dude. And then if you give your money to the right rich people, it trickles down back on.
It's going
to
come right back.
And then
to
the
you.
Dems cut off 20 grand
mm-hmm.
and they'll do it. They'll get blocked. They were ready to cut off 20 grand and then they got blocked, dude.
Yep.
The Republicans said, no, hell no, because they hate you and they're racist. I don't know if you know this, dude.
Are all Republicans racist?
Yes. And then, yes.
But wait, are all Democrats?
No, not a single one. It doesn't lie in their hearts. They're incapable of it, Shane. I don't know if you know this, dude.
Matt?
But, I don't know if you know this, but they're spared from that part of the human condition of biasing.
Matt?
They're spared, and they just want to give you money. And there's these racist guys who are just like, they're like, no, fuck that. We hate immigrants so much. We're going to block.
It's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, we're fucked.
No, I don't think, I'm telling you, I think it's going to be just, it's all going to collapse. It's starting to collapse in terms of just total nonsense. And hopefully, dudes are going to be able to, well, I don't know. The internets have been, or the schools have been kind of like dragged into the whole thing. If there's like schools that come out and they're like, dude, you have to learn how to literally ignore all this stuff and just start a fucking shoe shop or something, dude. Just make enough money to pay your bills and chill.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sucks. It sucks, man.
Yeah. Stinks. I don't have a, if we continue down a path of just wild shit, It's gonna get wild.
Yeah, everyone's taking,
and
taking,
it will be bad.
Yeah, dude, it's something like actually because now it's kind of like, you know, I mean, it does suck.
Yeah, now it's like, you see this fucking trans teacher, what a freak.
Yeah,
if it could get to the point where it's like, damn, they raped that town.
Yeah,
it's happened. You gotta watch out.
True.
You don't want your town getting raped while you're dead.
No,
you're in a fucking prisoner of war camp in Russia, and your whole fucking family gets raped.
Yeah, that would stink. That's my big question.
That is a possibility.
I do wonder, I go, dude, could something like that happen?
Yes.
The dudes.
Not only could it happen, it's always happened.
Yeah.
Forever.
So you're telling me the dudes with trash can lids or the black bloc anti-fascists?
No, they won't be the ones to do it.
They won't do it.
They're the dorks. They'll never be the ones to do
it.
So
we'd have to get like bombed. I guess if you get bombed, you get pretty charged up to where you're like, yo, if I get in there, I'm not saying...
I don't think we're anywhere close to that right now.
Yeah.
Something like that. But it is weird. It seems to me, I don't know. It's not like I have any fucking concept of what this is.
I'm thinking out loud.
But yeah, I'm just literally talking until I have to get on a plane. I'm just making noises.
It is funny in like 30 minutes, you'll just be sitting there with your hands folded on your lap.
Yeah. I'll be sitting there like, what the fuck was that podcast?
No, it's good.
Why did I say those things? I don't know. I don't know how these people got fucked. How'd they get there?
What?
In the past. In World War II, all these massive events, how'd they get there?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
And it's not like we're... it's easy to sit there and be like, well, they came out of monarchies, which was a mistake. Now we're better than that. It's like, are we? We don't know. Is this a step forward? Who knows?
No one knows.
If we're better or more equipped for handling... I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say.
It's people's life. People are trying to handle their
lives.
Help me
out here. Help me out.
I know you're saying.
Yeah, jump in.
The average human being is trying to handle their life. The average human being is trying to handle their life and make sense of it. And it's just hard and makes people sad because we're going to die. Everyone's going to die.
Yeah.
And everyone's going.
You're
going
to die, but try not.
Don't be
just
a
try
a
to make sure it's not getting raped to death.
Exactly.
That's
but
it.
The problem is people are going to die. They come to grips with this and they go, I don't like the thought of that very much. It's like, I'd like to have some part of me live forever or somehow, you know, and then it's like people just stew under the pressure of just like potentially meaningless existence. And then some guy comes along and he's like, do you want glory for you? And you're no, I think I'll take a little bit of that. And like, here's what we got to do.
Glory's great.
I watched I've been watching this YouTube channel. That's the National Archives. So it was like old videos of like it's like old like videos from like the 50s of like basically talking people away. This video was the threat of like just like groupthink and how people fell into the Nazi party. It's pretty sick, and they're like these old videos, and there's this young man who gets off a train. The guy's sitting there being like, and I'll tell you the reason for this, and he's sitting there like, I don't know. This fella makes a lot of sense. And he's basically like the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
And this guy from, I guess, like Austria or whatever is like, don't believe him. And they go back to how like the Nazis came about. It's pretty sick.
Damn.
But yeah, they're just dudes who can't handle their lives, man. It's so perplexing and bewildering to be a human being. And you're just sitting there, you're like, I'm frustrated. And you have no way to like navigate it at all. You're sitting there being like, I'm frustrated, just terrified at every turn. Yeah. Some dude's like, here's the plan, bro.
You want to know something frustrating that happened to me?
What?
Fucking Notre Dame lost to USC.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine if
that happened every day of my life.
Someone could scoop you.
Every day.
Every day.
Caleb Williams danced around Notre Dame's defense. Eventually, I'd be like,
I need answers.
Somebody, I'll pick up a gun. hit me a rifle. I'll head over there. God, USC's fucking, you know what's nice? The rivalry's back, man. The rivalry's back. USC sucked for so long. Then get this, man.
They so you thought out. it was going to be a fucking free-for-all. You thought you're going to walk into the gates of USC and...
I thought we were walking into the
Coliseum. I'm not going to say raped women, but you thought, you know...
We were the Nazis going into Russia. We were like, dude, we're the best. We're going to fuck everybody
Someone's
up.
Going to clip that up and fuck you. So you guys, you thought it was fucking child's
no,
play.
No, USC was favored. I thought Notre Dame had a chance. I thought we'd be able to pound the rock on them.
Yeah.
Which we would be able to, but they held the entire game. Not saying it's, you know, I'm not going to say what race the refs were.
Jewish refs.
This is how you join the Nazi party,
That's
dude.
So fucking.
Caleb Williams.
Someone hits you with a.
Caleb Williams dominates Notre Dame. Like the Jewish refs. Although I will say Phil started to get a little, he got a little racist a couple times. I'll tell you why. He wasn't actually being racist.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can feel the undertones because Caleb Williams is USC's quarterback.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Cool.
Yeah.
He paints his fingernails before games. It says like fuck Notre Dame on his fingernails.
What?
He wore like a Kyler Murray. Yeah, He wore like a Hillary Clinton pantsuit to the game with chains on.
Who's Kyler Murray?
He's a quarterback at Arizona.
But they're wearing. Is that the thing now?
They pregame's a fashion show for the
power women. Yeah, but they were getting.
But now they're dressed like power women.
What the fuck? Do you have a picture of this?
Wait till you see this.
That's a disturbing phenomenon. Although, what an instinct for. I mean, that's crazy to make a power. I wouldn't think. What the fuck? That is a Hillary woman. Hillary Clinton power suit.
See how that can make you a little angry? You see that, you go, what the fuck?
Dude, a Hillary Clinton pantsuit is a crazy fucking thing.
Let me see if Caleb's suit's on here.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, Caleb Williams shows up in cool outfits to games. There he is.
Yeah, that stinks.
Here's the thing. He dominated. He's going to win the Heisman.
Nasty.
He was so good. He was so good, and he was talking so much shit. It hurt. And me and my father, two fats in Pennsylvania, we could do nothing about it. This
powerless.
Gorgeous man in high fashion was dancing on the Irish. We could do nothing. Other than lay there and go, on the other side of the country, a beautiful man was dancing on us.
Just put on like a beautiful outfit and walked out.
I put on a cool outfit. We're like, what the hell's that? This guy's a pussy. We're going to kill him.
Now, if you walked outside, someone's in your backyard and was like, gentlemen, do you have a moment?
Yeah.
Take this literature. Yeah, like,
there's
hell?
Some literature against guys in suits like that. I'd say, yes, dude.
You could have got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really funny. In the film, they showed like how the Nazis were just like German dudes with regular lives, and the guy shows up the Nazi thing to his family, like his wife and his kid are there. His wife's like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, you should show them, you dare, I should call the fucking cops, how dare you fucking question what we're doing. He's like, I'm about to take us to the top. There's like poor dudes who were just like,
also dude, where they took them is so funny. They took them to the worst human experience of all time. I know. Fucked up so bad.
I knew they them like a great life, but I never even thought about. I thought they were just like yeah, join the war, but they were like, dude, you're about to take over.
Yeah,
Catholics, the Jews, blacks are like, they stink. You're the Aryan
guy.
The best
let's ever.
Go. Germany is in your hand. You're gonna rule Germany.
Yeah,
and these guys were just like, yeah, fuck, this is fucking right. And they, yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that.
It brought them to.
Did they get anything but?
They got the worst result of all time.
Yeah.
The worst result ever. They committed a Holocaust and then they all got raped and their cities exploded. They fucked up so bad.
They got
dude.
Tricked.
They got fucked up so badly.
Yeah, it is like if you let someone grip you from the worst parts of yourself, dude.
Nothing could
you.
Be. It'd be like giving. It'd be like dry, you know, giving, handing your daughter the wheel of your car on the highway. That would be the result of what happened.
Yeah, I guess
it's just
is,
pure the worst decision of all time.
That must be the real thing. That's the real lesson no one's learned. If you're watching a thing and like you feel yourself getting kind of angry and vindicated, just shut it off. You're being tricked. You're literally being
true.
Tricked.
Although in Notre Dame USC next year at Notre Dame, I'll be there. I'll be at Notre Dame. I'll say, get seek revenge for what happened.
You should get a handler during the Notre Dame games. When it starts getting really bad, someone shuts the TV off. And you're like, oh my God, I gotta see it.
Put it shit, back on. Shit, I'm not no. mad.
Just throw you in a basement. You're like, eh. Let me cool down. We have 48 hours. Yeah. Get your dad's running away. He's like, get his dad.
Phil would not handle that well.
You know what I was laughing about? Did you see those Balenciaga shoes? The real crazy ones that almost look like cleats? They put out a wild ass fucking
I'd
shoe.
I'd like to start wearing cleats.
Dude.
Click clack on
I
the
was
street.
Laughing, wondering if the fucking, if to see if a pedo could get past Chris Hansen's defenses in like the high fashion Balenciagas, dude. They look like pedophile cleats. Some dude sent me them on Twitter. It was the funniest fucking thing.
Those are sick, dude.
Look at those things, dude. Yeah, dude.
Pedophile cleats.
There's another pair too that look a little, they look almost like you're walking on basketballs.
What?
Imagine that though, dude.
Also, there's the other thing. Then, you know, you sit here and you're like, oh, these fucking all right guys. Yeah, we're not a fucking cabal of pedophiles at the top. And then Balenciaga puts out a goddamn child porn ad.
But then I go, was that like a thing just to, is that like some weird, that's the question I ask. Is there people on some next level manipulation where it's like, that was a ploy just to get everyone pissed off? Because imagine that, like these guys start to die down. You just fucking goad them with this shit. There's a pedophile document on the bottom of a Balenciaga thing. Like, dude, how did that get passed? I read this one thing where it's like a company like Balenciaga, they were like, oh, our fucking photographers are wilding out. But it's like your whole thing is on brand and image. And the thing I read was like, there's nothing gets passed like multiple levels of a company whose whole thing is their, that's their whole thing. It's just a fucking shoe, but they have this whole image they built. Yeah. Like, it's like, whatever. There's no way that got passed where it was like some horny photographer was putting in like,
you never know,
pedophile stuff.
It's not like the guy was going to zoom in on the paperwork on the desk to see that it was.
For sure. But then once you see the teddy bears and the BDSM, you might be like, let's take a fine tooth comb.
Yeah,
but sure. I would
have like some
that.
Weird Manhattan freak lady. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, what? It's cool.
That's what I'm. That's what
they
I'm wondering
have no
about.
Idea. They're fucking morons.
Yeah.
If you're in high fashion,
yeah,
you are a fucking idiot.
Well, dude, high fashion, the job isn't to appease anyone. It's to challenge. The job.
Am I wrong on that?
No, you're totally right.
You have
right.
to be the biggest dumbass
dude,
of all time.
I read. You're Mugatu.
Look at this. This is fashion, dude.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
This is fashion,
dude. All I'm gonna say is, don't mess with the ass, bro. Don't
Skechers.
Mess with the fucking ass.
Skechers. Kanye Skechers. Came in. Skechers said,
that was
no.
shocking. I was like, are you serious?
No.
Skechers doesn't know their base. I mean, I'm not saying
Skechers
that's why.
Skechers does not know their base.
It's all old, dude. Yeah, it's all old white dudes. We're like, oh, I don't know. I mean.
Now, that is one good thing about the extremism right now. It is bringing the base back. The old white dudes are going, what?
Yeah.
To all the extreme bullshit, they're all going, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Cut it out. That's nice.
Yeah, that is. Let's
bring the boys back into the middle a little.
Well, that's the one thing people can't deny, that like the purple bowl cuts, as annoying as all that was, they did make a bunch of old white dudes have to like just face one little thing. Like, yeah, I can't say that or this. It's like, it's not a totally bad thing.
Yeah.
But it's all their solutions to everything are ridiculous and unworkable, but everyone went kind of like, yeah, I guess. Being a slave must have sucked a little bit. Like, I don't know. I
I have to admit that whole slavery thing was a bit of a fuck up.
Or be like, what? Come on, man. Hey. Just work.
This guy's working.
Just to deny the psychological reality of an entire group of people.
We ripped apart their families, totally sent dominated. Them to a different world. What the hell? We worked them to death. So what?
That was what, like two grandmoms ago, dude? Come on, there's so many grandmoms.
They couldn't go to college like during when I was in college. So
it did elevate the cultural consciousness, but
it did.
But then again,
at what cost, dude? Did we have to deal with, if I have to watch one more libs of TikTok of some fucking rainbow haired kindergarten teacher being like, I talk to all my gay students. Like, bro, they're in kindergarten. They're all gay.
Yeah.
Every one of them. They're all fucking gay.
Yeah, but the problem is people, the average person is like a bottle rocket mentally. You just give them an idea and they're just fucking like, and they go all
that was a Roman, dude.
Oh, I was going off my head.
That's exactly what that dude was doing.
Fuck, I'm out of here.
You Roman saluted.
But that, I'm telling you, give a person like an idea and they just fucking fly into the atmosphere with it where you can't just be like, oh yeah, I could see that. Not, you know, people can't temper themselves.
Guys, listen to Dan Carlin's Ghosts of the Ausfront.
Check that out.
It is funny to think of the German leaders being like, we're going to fucking do this. It's like, my whole family's dead. We're all starving. What the fuck did you do?
And I mean, it's one thing to like, I'm not going to, like, I just did stand-up comedy in front of my wife's family. I'm not likening that to like World War II.
Like Stalingrad.
My thing is like, if I were to, it's one thing to fail in war and do a Holocaust, double shame.
Oh.
Like it's like to lose and like have like, be like, oh, and
then
try, what did we do? We tried to exterminate a race.
Fucking Holocausted.
The Germans?
They got fucking destroyed. Their civilians got murdered.
Oh, yeah.
Murdered and raped.
Yeah.
And no one cares.
No, not at all.
Because they Holocausted.
Yeah.
Literally everyone's like,
yeah, they should just.
You should have done what you did.
Just been fighting for control of resources like a decent person.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah.
Trying to exterminate a race.
Give us some of that oil.
Yeah, they were.
Give us Earl.
Give us Earl.
But don't fucking fight about it. We're coming to get your Earl. Oh, you dare.
I mean, dude, but they tapped into like enriched plutonium. Of like,
I wonder if the bros in the Middle East that look at like the like ISIS type guys as the same way we look at like Fuentes and them. Or like Charlottesville, where they're
probably
like, those guys are so fucking gay.
Probably, and it's also like they're just
so fucking annoying.
Oh, dude, it's got
fucking ISIS come to your town, just like God damn it, dude.
Dude, to the point where you're on a plane and some guys like
suck.
Does this guy have a fucking bomb?
Yeah,
it's like, dude, come on, man. I was just kidding around about bombs.
Joking about the bombs, dude.
Yeah, it sucks. I think that is the case. I think most people are just trying to live a normal life and like not be completely subsumed by the darkness that grows stronger in their heads every day with each passing day.
God.
It's like, ugh. But yeah, it's, you know, it's a shame. But the Romans were sick, dude. They were just farmers.
No,
they were farmers that militarized. I mean, obviously they got to that.
They did the Holocaust too.
They did, but I'm saying like people need
Shout out Dan Carlin, Celtic Holocaust.
People need to get back. It's true, but people need to get Celtic. Back to the thing of like what's their own personal farm they can tend. That was the guys, those Roman guys, to be like, you can be like lords and dictators or like take me back to
just
the
trying
farm.
To farm.
Take me back to the farm, bro.
Yeah,
I mean they did get a little
like Maximus.
They got carried. Yeah, exactly.
Maximus.
They got carried away too.
Everybody gets carried away. The Romans got very carried away, dude.
Yeah. They sacked the Greeks, dude. That book, The History of the World in Six Drinks, is it's good. It's not the most in depth history thing, but it's pretty sick, dude. They talk about how the Romans conquered the Greeks, then there was this one guy, I think Cato, who was like, dude, the Greeks conquered us. Their culture, we like conquered the Greeks and learned their culture, and it completely just degenerated. Like we just degenerated completely.
I'm in Terminal 4 at the John F. Kennedy Airport.
Yikes.
That hopefully won't take me too long.
You adopted the Spud microphone technique.
Yeah, it's
Spud should patent this, dude, on his chest. What a symposium that was, dude.
I knew that was a symposium.
Dude.
When we got done, you were like, that sucked. I was like, no, people are going to
What are you
that.
Talking about? I didn't say that sucked. I thought it was awesome.
Oh, did I, Sean?
Oh, Mike.
Sean, you bitch.
Sorry.
What'd you say?
Fuck, this guy's a Nothing. Minute away. That's the thing about that's the thing about living in the Big Apple, guys. You call an Uber, he's at your front door in a fucking minute.
Well, it's, yeah.
So.
You got to hop on the back of a scooter.
I have to go. Sean, are you going to sit here and do the Patreon?
Yeah, we're going to do the page. We're going to actually get in.
We're going to sub you in, do the Patreon in my house.
Big shoes to
without me.
I mean, I'll lock up before I
do
leave.
Do me a kindness. Just unplug the Christmas lights before you leave.
I will. Solemnly, too.
They seem like a... Yeah, it is sad.
Solemnly, just...
My girlfriend's still back home, and I sit here by myself, and I plug them in at night.
Time for Christmas miracle.
Yeah, it makes me sad to sit around with Christmas lights in an empty house.
Yeah, they can be... The Christmas tree lit up can be a sinister instrument when you're not feeling well. I've swallowed that living symbol myself in my darkest hour and just cried in my kitchen.
All right. I wish it went long enough that we could edit out the whole first half of that.
No way, dude.
I've got to go. Make sure, if you don't tune in to our holiday extravaganza.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Even though I'm not sure it's holiday related, but.
December 14th?
Yeah, we're going to. It's how could it not be? It's going to be jolly.
Super jolly, dude.
All right, the fucking Uber's here.
Yeah, I'll do part two of Jerusalem.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.